As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Learn from us as we bumble and stumble our way through our relationships. Learn from our mistakes. Don't make the same mistakes. Kristen, life lesson.
My life lesson is I need to shift my priorities and my love language. Now, I am entitled to my love language and what makes me feel good, but I shouldn't put my love language on others and expect like, oh, what makes me happy will make them happy. I am an over-the-top person. I'm an all-or-nothing person. It's one of those deals, like, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it right, and I'm going to do it big, or I'm just not going to do it at all. And some may view that as lazy sometimes, or a procrastinator,
tomato,
or
tomato, you know, just charging or recharge your batteries.
Yes.
It could be that.
So, something I learned recently when it came to my husband and giving him a gift for Valentine's Day, I got him a gift that I thought he needed.
Mm-hmm.
And that he would love. And that was a trip away from me, his wife, and Jimmy, his son.
Because you feel like that's what you need sometimes.
Well, yes.
Is that what you're saying?
I do. Uh-huh. I need time away to like just kind of reset and rejuvenate and just re-energize myself. I like that downtime and that alone time. My husband, who is a kick-ass stay-at-home dad, I can see, and I personally can feel the stress. Like, you know how somebody, we've been together for over 16 years, and his energy sometimes is intense, and I'm like, this man needs a break. That's what I'm feeling. So I gave him a gift of a trip down to West Palm Beach, Florida, to see his buddy for his 50th birthday. Got him the hotel room, booked the flight, and I'm like, you're going to get away from me. You're going to get away from our son. You're going to get away from our dogs. Like, it's just going to be you.
Because this dude really is so focused from when he wakes up in the morning to when he goes to bed at night. And again, I always like to reestablish that dude grew up on a farm, man. So this is who he is. So you're looking at him going, all you need is you need some time away from all of this.
Right. Like, vacation was a foreign idea too. Like, growing up, they never took a family vacation. That wasn't a thing because they were on a working farm, you know? I mean, he was cutting down tobacco at 6 years old. Like, he had a very different upbringing than me.
And this was outside of Lexington?
Yes. No, yeah, this is in Springfield, Kentucky. So, I gifted him that, and he had a lackluster response, which is fine, because that's him. He rides the middle. He's my, you know, just steady, right there in the middle. And then a couple days later, he told me, I love you, but I don't want this. Like, this, I don't want to do this.
The marriage? Is that what he was referring to? And he just assumed he was talking about the vacation?
Wouldn't be shocked. I'm referring to the trip this time. It didn't seem enjoyable to him. His niece was moving into town, and he wanted to get her settled, and he had other things that he wanted to work on, and that would bring him joy. Now, that sounds like a nightmare to me, right? Not my idea of joy, but that's what he wanted to do with his time. So I'm like, all right, you do that. Jimmy and I will go for it.
The greatest accidental boomerang gift ever.
So, and we did, because the hotel was non-refundable, and I didn't do that intentionally. I was just trying to save a buck, because he's a frugal franny anyway. But bottom line is, I learned a very valuable lesson there. And, like, even though I think this is what he needs, we actually need to be better communicators. And I need to realize I gave him a gift that I would like, not a gift that he would like. So now we fast forward to my 2-year-old. just had his birthday. We celebrated big. We've talked about it incessantly on the show. I've posted a million pictures. We even had a meteorologist, Joanne Feldman, on every single day to track the weather for this thing, right? Because I was so invested in making this a huge bash. I had a picnic spread. We had a balloon show. We had Canine Assistance, a nonprofit, bring their puppies out. We had a food truck. Like, mama went large because I'm extra. And something I noticed, and there was an extensive amount of work that went into that. And yes, you know, it cost money. But
was it the largest money thing when you guys invited BTS to play? Or you reunited all the Beatles, even the deceased ones?
Yes. When we got the holograms of George Harrison and John Lennon, that really threw everybody.
It gets expensive quick.
It does get very expensive very quick. So I don't know if it was that night or the next night. I was like, I'm in charge. Bart gets up with Jimmy because I'm at work. So I put him to bed. So I'm putting my son to bed. And after I had just thrown this huge party and had spent this money and put the time and effort into every little detail, he wanted nothing to do with me. Like, he wanted dad to put him to bed. So it was one of these where I'm sitting in the nursery and I'm in the nursing chair and I'm trying to read him a book and he gets out of my lap. Bart came in to say goodnight. He grabs Bart, pats on the ground. Bart sits down. He takes the book out of my hand and gives it to Bart to read and sits in his dad's lap as I'm sitting in the chair by myself.
Ouch.
And I'm like, okay. And like, you know, some nights he prefers me, some nights he prefers Bart, but coming off the heels of that epic birthday party that I just threw, it hit a little different. And
I'm just curious, what is the percentage, if you're breaking it down?
80-20.
He wants to be with Bart?
No, 80-20, I put him down to bed.
No, I mean the percentage of how much time he wants to spend with Bart compared to you.
Oh, 80-20 Bart. No, he cries when I leave. Like, he, you know.
Tears of joy.
Yeah. What is up with you?
You are headed down a dangerous path, my friend.
You are going crazy right now.
I am in a fragile state.
this is the most fun time to push.
You are one joke away from completely breaking my spirit.
I'll just stand over here now.
No, so, I mean, I know he loves me. And we have a beautiful bond, and we spend time together, and we have our bath time together, et cetera. Like, we have our moments. But after coming off of that and sitting there, and then they finish reading that book, and he comes over to me, and I'm like, oh, good. He grabs another book, and he literally, he comes over to the side table, and he grabs the book, and he just stares at me, and he walks, and he gives me this little S-eating grin. And he hands the book to his dad.
He's just effing with you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He knows what he's doing now.
2-year-old is just effing with you, man.
And he got this little smirk, and then he sits down in the lap, and dad's got his bottle, and I just look at Bart, and Bart looks at me, and Bart's not saying anything because he knows not to push. He knows not to push. And so it was in that moment that it really did sink in. And I don't regret doing the party. Like, we had a blast. It was beautiful, and I'm happy we did it. However, it opened my eyes up, and it was that night, in that moment, in that nursery, I'm like, I am putting my time and effort into the wrong things. Because the very next day, Jimmy and I were sitting in the driveway, and he loves trucks right now. So he's got all these construction trucks, and I gathered up some rocks for him, and we were playing with the rocks and sitting in the driveway. And we literally did that for like an hour and a half, 2 hours, just sitting outside, playing with rocks in a truck. That night, he wanted nothing to do with Bart.
Yes.
He wanted everything to do with me.
Yes.
And it was in those moments that I realized he just wants to spend time with me. He doesn't want that big, over-the-top, outlandish birthday party, and that I need to focus more on sitting in the driveway playing with rocks than I do planning an epic birthday party, which was really actually a really hard pill for me to swallow. Because, yes, obviously hanging out with my son brings me joy, but also the party, like, that was another, that's my love language. Like, doing things like that and going over the top is my love language, but that's not what my son needs. So as the mom, I'm going to have to shift here and do what's best for him rather than, you know, what's best for me.
It's a hell of a life lesson, man. There is nobody happier about this statement. than Bart, who's just like, now we don't have to spend all this cash on Bart. We don't have to have the arguments anymore. Jimmy said everything that Bart wanted to say.
Yeah, pretty much. Literally, by saying nothing and just giving me the stink eye as he handed his father a book. So
he learned that from his father.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
sounds like stink eye comes right from his father.
FYI, I'm better at reading the wonky donkey than Bart is. My hee-haw is so much better than my husband's. Just putting that out there.
Well, on toddler voice, it seems like Jimmy is only turning around for one parent, and it seems to be Bart when he's reading.
Got it.
Get it. The Bert Show.